This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The overall cost of living in Colorado Springs is lower than the national average. That's according to latest figures compiled for the UCCS Economic Forum. However, housing costs are significantly higher than average in the Springs. But Economic Forum Director Bill Craighead says the cost of goods, services, and especially utility costs in the city are below the average.
This shows the benefit of our successful municipal utility model and how we are benefiting from the foresight and investment of the people who came here before us.
Utility costs in Colorado Springs are about 80% of the national average versus 96% of the average in Denver. The evacuation of 179 inmates last month from the Rifle Correctional Center is one recent example of how climate change is affecting Colorado's prison system. The evacuations resulted from the nearby Lee Fire. CU Boulder doctoral student Ben Nevis-Barron has researched the effects of a changing planet on the state's prison population. For one study, he spoke with inmates about hazards like extreme heat and unhealthy air.
My research participants were telling me about, you know, spending nights trying to sleep in a 100-degree cell in a puddle of their own sweat, coughing and having asthma attacks because of the smoke.
Nevis-Barron says the conditions are also hazardous for corrections officers and other prison workers, and he says inmates who complain are often punished. Colorado Mesa University turned 100 years old this fall. University President John Marshall says the key for the next century is a focus on relevant degree programs and affordable tuition.
Half our kids have no debt. The other half will get out of here for about the price of a Kia, not the price of a mortgage.
The university went through a few name changes before becoming Colorado Mesa University in 2011. This is CPR News and KRCC.